at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering, shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVeigh here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he would drink the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosier.
Oh yeah, here we go. Now we're gonna have people telling us that's too low too.
Yeah, I don't know why that one's so low. I actually just raised it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
No, we'll have to figure out how to get it up.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. FM. You hear a lot of voices there. FM.
Wow, that really is low today.
Yeah. Luscious bee of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball throat.
Limey, you got to fix that. That's too low. Right. I don't know what the deal is, but it's on you, okay?
Yeah. I got you.
Here we go. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 18th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Take a look around that kitchen, that place where you spend so much time. If you're sick of it, you love that house, you love your neighbors, you like everything, but you hate the kitchen or the bathroom, especially master bathroom. I have the company that can turn that place into a place you'll never want to leave. And that is Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Showroom is in DePere. We'll talk about them and what they do, what they did for our house. But first, this.
Hey!
All right, a round of introductions to be in order. The control board doing a better job, a little better every day. Now, see, that's a little louder. It's Limey. His name is Trevor. We call him Limey Phillips from Birmingham, England. Say hi. There it is. Now, see, you need to actually hit that early. See?
Like when you sound. Because we haven't actually practiced. I'm trying to figure out exactly when it's appropriate.
When I say at the control board, you can hit it right then.
Just
at
right
the
then?
Control board. Yeah. That sounded like the doors are opening, the gates are opening, and in comes, me lord, I'd like to introduce Trevor Limey Phillips. And that's when you walk in and everybody curtsies, and then wow. You say hi to everybody.
Trevor, okay. Trevor, just give him a yes, your grace. He loves that when you say yes, your grace.
Uh-huh.
Just
say hi.
Just start calling him your
just
grace.
Just say hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody and my mom and dad.
Oh, of course. Cool. Isn't that nice? Now, did you find Dan's...
Maybe. Yeah, we found it. It's back.
All right. Well, why don't you just go ahead and hit it? Dan Strauss is in
the house. Had a brain.
That's right. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
All right. Thanks. I would like to say hi to Mark and Jason. They are with Stiefel Nicholas. If you're planning on retiring or switching jobs, give Mark and Jason a shot. Have them check out your portfolio for their phone number and more. Oh, they're with Stiefel Nicholas, member SIPC NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Also, I'd like to say happy birthday to my sister-in-law's Aunt Rita Messenger. It's her birthday today, and she is AM and the PM like you would not believe.
Well, then, happy birthday,
well,
Aunt Rita.
Then do it.
You said
I would like to say.
Oh, I'd like to say. Oh,
why don't you just do it if you'd like to.
Happy birthday to Rita.
There you go.
the one and only Dan Strauss. He's our newsman, but his full-time job is he is a private investigator. I got an email from somebody that I was at home this morning reading emails. And this person says, oh, nobody cares that guy's a private investigator. That just sounds like a free plug for his business for me. People.
Huh? We've never even said the name of my business one time in 3 weeks of the show, so shut up.
Whoever you were.
Shut up.
His name is Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello to the AM and the PM crowd and to the two lesbians that I tried to serve papers on last night in Glen Carbon. You wouldn't answer your door for me? I'm coming back tonight with a smile.
Oh, yeah. He'll be back. Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
He'll be back. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security, the happiest security guy in the world. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy says he was at your place last night and you weren't home. Now we know why. You were out trying to serve lesbians.
Right.
And he came to you because he had something to serve you. What were you having? What was it?
Cheese.
He wanted to bring you some cheese last night and you weren't even home.
I would have eaten it.
Yeah, well, go back and try it again, Rat Boy. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes, they are the best. Yes. Okay. I know. Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. I mean, you blink, it'll be Thanksgiving. Everything moves too fast. Time goes too fast. We're running out of it. And this last year, if you remember, was the holiday season. You said, I'm not going to spend a year with this kitchen. By next holiday, we're going to have a real kitchen, a nice kitchen. And you didn't do it. Maybe you didn't do it because you just couldn't find a company you were happy with. Or your brother-in-law said, oh, I can do that. I can remodel your kitchen. And that didn't go very well. If you're going to do it right. Don't do it until you can do it right. Until you can have somebody who knows how to do it perfectly. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Now, I'm going to guess that our kitchen, when they did it, it has held up longer than the average kitchen because nobody cooks in it. My wife hates to cook. She hates it. So it doesn't get a lot of abuse. We sit in the kitchen. That's what we do. And watch television and open the mail and peel an apple. That's what we do with our kitchen. Or cut into one of those Merbs. They're out now, those Merbs Bionic apples. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, those caramel apples. That is like the best thing in the world with cold milk. So, you know, we'll sit there and cut one of those into slices and open a bag of carryout. That's what our kitchen is. That's what we do in our kitchen. So the cooktop is in perfect shape. The ovens are in perfect shape. But if Thompson Price does your kitchen and you may cook three times a day, you might be a gourmet cook. They're going to put a kitchen together for you like you never imagined could be in your house. Certainly not in any house you'd go out and buy, because that house wasn't built with a kitchen custom made for you and your family. And I say your family because they're going to put you through a process. Thompson Price and his people, they're going to ask you a lot of questions, and they're going to know a lot about your family. Like, is it possible that somebody's grandparents might be coming to live there at some point? That's important to know. Is somebody left-handed, right-handed, tall, short? How much cooking is done? Is it done for large numbers of people? Do you entertain? Do you not entertain? That stuff is all necessary to know if you're going to end up with the perfect kitchen. Same with the bathroom. If we had it to do over, I never again want to share a bathroom with my wife. I just don't. I want like that his and hers Jack and Jill deal. She has her little section, and I have mine. You don't look at me, I won't look at you. You don't want your wife seeing you nude. No. You don't. It's nothing but criticism. Nothing but criticism.
Why can't it just be silence?
They don't know how to do that. That's impossible. You're not married.
No, I see. I don't
You've
know
You've never
that.
Been married.
I thought women could be quiet.
No, no, Tim. Take it from a married person. No. And all it takes is for her to see you getting in or out of the shower or something, and then here it comes.
I think he said he's all straight. You know, I told you to go to a dermatologist. What's that on your back? I'll bet that's skin cancer.
Yeah, no, it's one thing after another one. Well, you need to go to a podiatrist. Look at your toes.
What about when it's flipped? What do you say the other way around?
You say nothing. You say you look
nothing
great
but
today.
Compliments.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Limey. And you're not even married.
Right? I was, and I learned from my mistakes.
Oh, yeah. How long were you married? I forgot.
2 years.
Whoa, I bet it seemed like 20.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's, but She might be listening. But it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Sounds great.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Sounds good.
Pause. Now pick back up and continue the momentum. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Let them put you through that process. You'll be glad you did. Their showroom is in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. ThompsonPrice.com. Yes, Tim.
You brought up a singer last hour. Do you remember the singer you brought up last hour? That you said, is that the, what's the name of his song? Remember the singer you brought up last hour?
I brought up several.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. He's got a way about
68 years old, and today announced he's going to be a father again. Oh. Whoa.
You go, wow. Billy.
Here's my segue. Okay? What do you think his wife says when she sees him naked?
Cha-ching.
Thanks for bringing in so much money. Yeah, exactly. That's all she said. And he'll go to his son's or daughter's high school graduation at the age of 86. Yeah.
Thank you, piano man.
I wonder if his
oldest daughter that he had with Christy Brinker, I wonder if she's older than his wife. Wouldn't that be something to have a daughter older than your wife?
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's going to be awkward.
That would be like
that's what I'm thinking. Billy Bug-Eye Joel. Yeah, he brings home, he brings the bacon home. So his wife never complains, whichever wife he's on.
Well, his wife's 31, or his daughter's 31, yeah. So I have to look up and see how old his wife is.
No, I bet there's not much difference. You know there's not. If she's just having a baby,
should we guess her age now, and we'll give it like, you know.
I'm gonna guess Billy Joel's wife is 42.
Okay.
That's my guess. Wow. Limey?
I'm going to go with 36.
36. Dan?
I'll go like 35.
35.
I wonder what our boy Mike Evans will say if you pose this out later in the afternoon.
He'll say, let me check with my sources, yeah. Which means mm-hmm. he'll go look it up, Google it.
And then you have to be careful.
Tim, what are you going to guess?
I'm going to guess 44.
Okay.
Hey, Mike Evans did send me.
Oh, she's 35.
Oh!
She's 35.
Oh, my God.
31-year-old daughter and a 35-year-old wife.
Her stepmom is my idol. Is 4 years old.
Idol.
Wow. And Mike Evans sent me an apology text. I was wrong, he said, about Katy Perry.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he'll do it on the air today.
Katy Perry.
Maybe Mike Evans will kiss a girl and he'll like it.
Well, I think... I hope he, boy, it's a good thing he never listens to this show. And he doesn't.
That's her big hit.
I know it was her biggest hit. And her parents were upset because they're evangelical pastors or what. Yeah, I know all about that.
Is it evangelists?
Evangelist is the preacher. He's an evangelist.
They're hypocrites. You know her mom kissed at least one girl. So that's.
No, I don't know that I know that. Yeah. I don't know about that. Now, earlier we had an impression sort of contest. Mm-hmm. Kim did some impressions, and Dan did some, and I did a couple. But one wasn't so much an impression as a character, and Tim thought I was saying Willie Nelson, and I said Willie the Blues Man. So when I did it, Tim kept saying, well, it sounds like Black Willie Nelson. It wasn't supposed to be Willie Nelson at all. So
we cleared that up.
I will do it again so that Tim can hear it and understand. Right. It's a fictitious black blues player.
Got it.
All right, then, when he talks, he got like a smoky whiskey voice of somebody been in them bars all his life where there's lots of smoking whiskey going on there. And you drink it and you inhale that first and secondhand smoke is what you end up sounding like.
Willie the Blues Guy. Now that you know it's not Willie Nelson.
No, I get it.
You just thought it was a really bad Willie Nelson.
Well, the problem is that your esteemed co-host of 35 years...
That would be Danny.
...didn't correct me when Danny. I said, Dan, doesn't that sound like a black Willie Nelson? You know what Dan said?
He said,
yeah, it does.
I
still think it sounds like a black Willie Nelson.
Yes, dude, Tim.
And when I asked him why, I said, why did you say? He goes, well, I just say yeah to everything.
He does. Well, he do.
What good does that serve?
He say yeah to everything. That's Danny. That's what we love about Danny. Ain't that right, Danny? Yeah.
Yeah, say, yeah. Yeah, that's right, Willie.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I would like to read a couple of emails. I've been holding on to these for a couple of weeks, some of them, and some are fairly new. But what's interesting to me is, and it hit me when I read emails again this morning. I read an email that said, I don't get the Tim, why you need the Tim guy in there?
Yeah, I'm wondering that.
And that's the same person that said, it just sounds like a commercial for his private investigation firm, but as Tim said, we've never mentioned the name of the company. And then I read the next email that says, that Tim is a great addition to the show. Same show, same program, two different takes on it. So I'll just read you a couple of emails here. Here, one that says, Frank, I know you'd like a catchier phone number, but I just don't see why it's so hard. All people need to do is just add it to their contacts and use the current number. That's what I've done. Love the show. Tell Limey I said hello, and to tell those folks to get you an intercom and tell the guy with the trouser mouse hello. That's Jeff in Tampa, Florida.
Wow. Hello, Jeff.
Every day. Nice. Here's one. If you have that Jim movie guy back on, maybe have him do a line of cocaine or 10 cups of coffee or something to pick up the pace a little bit. He was slow and monotone compared to the two previous movie guys you've had. Seemed like a good guy. I just don't want to listen to him. Limey is all right. I almost hope he doesn't get the sound box figured out. As a longtime listener, I'm doing the right sound effects in my head, even if he's not. It probably sounds like crap to new listeners, though. Dan is Dan. I hope you find someone for a tech segment. At least then I have some idea what people are talking about in the phone electronics area. I heard Mike Evans on Friday's Sports Final Drive. He did a solid job. I'm not at all a sports guy, but I didn't even know 590 existed till you came on.
Uh-oh. Oh, they're back.
Oh, boy.
The kids are back.
Here they go. I'm ruining the playhouse again.
I didn't know 590 existed. Now I listen every day. I'm probably happiest about not having to listen to the other station with that same guy doing 30 commercials and some stupid... All right, that's it. All right, that's it. Hold on. No, give me that. Hold on. That's it. That's it.
Just take the battery out of the back.
No, no, no. No, I'm going to have to address this again. All right, this is the FBI. We've done this before. This is Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is a government-secured channel. If you don't get off this channel right now, your whole family will be in prison. Do you understand? No, apparently they don't. All right, I have to shut it down. Yeah. These kids today, no respect.
They have no respect for you whatsoever.
No respect to the federal government. Dan, you'll have to turn yours off.
I'm turning it off.
I hear yours, too. Just hold that right button
there. There we go, got it.
These kids. I never listened. Never 590 existed until you came on. Now I listen every day. Happiest about not having listened to the other station. Well, the same guy does 30 commercials and some stupid show intro every 10 minutes. Long time listener. First time writer. Someday I'll actually call in. How about the pickle slicer joke? That is Tom in New Baden. New Baden, where my wife lived as a young girl. Hey, Frank, it's Mark from St. Charles. Would you ever consider doing the studio guest thing like you used to do? I'd love to sit in with you guys on the show. I can't wait till your Beatle is done. That's another Mark. The Beatle reference is I'm having a 73 Super Beatle restored by place in Imperial, Missouri. That won't be done until late spring, early summer.
Was that your welcome? Year. Was that your welcome to the station hunk of junk that the owner gave
yeah,
you?
Yeah, oh. Piece of crap. Yeah, and I had to pay to get it, right. Make it right.
Yeah. The con, not
welcome,
the owner.
Welcome, Frank.
Dear Frank and the gang, let me start off by saying I'm happy as a fat girl eating cake, and I'm actually a fat girl, and I love cake. That you are on the air again. I listen every day at my desk on the 590 app here in Melville, New York.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's redundant.
Wow.
If I have to miss the live broadcast, I listen to the podcast, which is great, by the way. The new format is awesome. More talk, less commercials. Everybody notices us not playing all of that garbage that we had to play before. And a lot of it was unnecessary. Just, you know, internal promotional stuff for a station directed at people who are already listening to the station. She says, anyway, then she says, yes, anyway. I said it. Keep up the great work. And I wanted you to know you're coming in clear as a bell up here in on Long Island, New York. Let's go Blues. That's from my listener in New York State. Dear Frank, I wanted to tell you how much I love the podcast and the app. I was golfing yesterday. And I missed your first show at the new station. I was disappointed. And then I remembered the app and the podcast. I listened to some last night and some on the way to work this morning. It was great to hear you on the way to work rather than all the bad news and morning crap. I love the first show. I'll continue to be a diehard listener. P.S. I noticed on the app that Larry Connors moved over, too. That is great news. I loved his show on the other station, but I hardly ever listened because I was not in the car at 9 o'clock at night. And if his show follows yours, I'll stay tuned. Good luck. I'll see you at the Margarita Tent October 13th. Jeff. Oh, Jeff Murphy from Drilling Service. And they were there with the Margarita Tent and rolling cigars on the golf course Friday, which I thought was fantastic, as it was the year before. Jeff, thank you for the email, and thank you for that tremendous service you provided, not just the margaritas right out on the golf course, but the hand-rolled cigars. That was wonderful. Dear Frank, I've always driven a Chevrolet, but for some reason I bought a new Jeep Compass and I had nothing but trouble. I'm going to Johnny Londoff shortly. That's from Eva. Frank, I was driving to DeKalb to speak, and I was frazzled when I couldn't get the program. I tried the phone, then the iPad, even deleted the app, reinstalled the app, tried calling the station, but the message was the number was no longer in use. I thought the boys for the other station had tried to sabotage the show, maybe even the station. Then I tried, and you were on explaining that day you had no phone, no internet, no TV, no apps. That was last Thursday when everything went out.
And it was Charter.
Yes.
But it was like crazy.
Well, we couldn't take a phone call.
And there were other states that were affected by that as well, too.
So it says you handled it with your usual professionalism. Yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. Coming in late, technical problems, Limey not bringing in the theme song on day one. Honestly, this could not be a better show. Keep screwing up. It's great fun. That's from Jim in Highland, Illinois. Dear Frank, I'm in Siesta Key, Florida, listening to your show. I'd like to call in. What's the number? Okay, here we go. It's 855-282-8255 or 855-282-TALK. And please load that number, write it down, stick it on something, and be ready to use it Saturday morning with Scott Sherman for the yard sale, 7 to 9 o'clock, the only yard sale, brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Scott will be here fresh, bright and early, 7 o'clock Saturday morning. So make that 7 o'clock hour not what it was 2 weeks ago. Last week was fantastic. I think we've turned the corner. Dear Frank, I was totally bummed when I heard you weren't going to be on the air in the afternoons at that other station, then happy as a blank when you found your new home at 590. I've been a Frank Opinion follower for years, as have a lot of people. I even have a cat named Grady after a voice you used to do, because I love that voice so much. And even he was depressed when he heard you weren't going to be on. There are a lot of us very happy you found a new home on the dial. Hope it works out for you and your demented team so that your loyal fans can enjoy the colorful humor for many years to come. Keep being you. Keep us laughing. We need an escape from the crazy world for at least a few hours a day. Love ya, Laura and her cat, Grady. So,
is she talking about Grady, Laura, from Sanford and Son?
No. It was a character I used to do in radio commercials.
Gotcha.
And I'll tell you a story someday of how I got created accidentally. It's actually a pretty good story. So there, just a few emails, and that leaves time for this. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I will tell this joke today and tell you that the person who told it to me about, I'm going to guess, 6 or 7 years ago was Outdoors Ned Spurk. He finally found a joke I didn't know. And when he told me, I said, oh, my goodness, you've done it. A joke I don't know. And here's the joke. And, Tim, I think you'll like it.
All right.
There's a salesman, and he has taken a trip to another city to make a very important business presentation. This is going to get or not get the account for his company. And when he gets it to his hotel room, as he's unpacking, he pulls out the suit, the only suit, the suit that he has to wear tomorrow morning for the presentation. And when he pulls it out of the bag, it has a giant rip right down the front crotch area. Now, he does not know how it got in there, whether when he was zipping up in a hurry, he accidentally ripped the pant. It's puzzling, but he cannot go to this meeting tomorrow morning, 8:30, with a suit with the front crotch area ripped out. He looks out the window of his hotel, and across the street, there's a tailor shop. And in the window is a sign, and it says, Murray Fink. What do you think? I mend clothes for free. He grabs that suit, runs out of his hotel, gets on the elevator, goes down the lobby, runs out the front door, across the street, and Mr. Fink is just closing up the tailor shop. The tailor shop with the sign in the window that says, Murray Fink, what do you think? I'm in the clothes for free. And he bangs on the door. Mr. Fink! Mr. Fink!
We're closed. We're closed. What you do with club closes?
And Mr. Fink opens the door and he says, can't you read? It says closed. He's Mr. Fink. Mr. Fink, my name is Jim Thompson. I have the most important meeting of my life tomorrow morning. I'm from out of town. I must make a good presentation. And my suit, look at it. He holds it up. He says, as you can see, the crotch of the pants is completely ripped. It's just ripped wide open. I can't wear this tomorrow. Mr. Fink, I saw your sign. Please, please, is there any way? Could you mend the pants to my suit in time for my meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30? Well, let's take a look. He takes a look. He says, okay, I tell you, come tomorrow morning at 7:30, and it'll be like new. Oh, Mr. Fink, he says, I can't thank you so much. Oh, my goodness, thank you so much. He shakes his hand, and he walks away. As he walks away, he looks back. He cannot believe this luck. He looks back again at that sign in the window. Murray Fink, what do you think? I mend clothes for free. The luck. Who would ever have thought? Now he's not so worried. He feels better. And the next morning, he's 7:30, man. He's at the front door, and Mr. Fink lets him in. And Mr. Fink has the suit hanging up, and there are the pants, like nothing had ever happened. You'd never in a million years know they'd been ripped up like that. He said, oh, Mr. Fink, this is incredible. Thank you, so I can't thank you enough. I could go over to the hotel, change, and go to my meeting. That will be $425. He says, what? $425? He said, I don't understand. What? You don't understand? I worked late last night. I came in early this morning. $425. He said, but Mr. Fink, your sign. What about it? He says, your sign in the window, it says Murray Fink. What do you think? It says, I mend clothes for free. He says, no, you're not reading it right. It says, Murray Fink. What do you think? I mend clothes for free?
Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is offering a 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving a couple hundred bucks a month on your mortgage payment? Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
That means time to go to Southern California, Coachella Valley, it's called. That's right, the same place where they have that that Coachella thing, where
the concert.
Yeah, those people go crazy. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by the. See, that sounds really low to me. I don't know.
But I turned that one down.
But, he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's restaurant. Annie Gunn's is next door to the Smokehouse, or the Smokehouse is next door to Annie Gunn's. Either way you want to call it. They're closed on Monday, and if you're going to have dinner at Annie Gunn's, you will need a reservation because it's a great restaurant. And testimony to that is just drive by there any night and look at that parking lot. Even on a Tuesday or Wednesday night when most restaurants are they kill to have the place full. Annie Gunn's doesn't have a problem. Gift cards are always a good idea. They sell thousands every year, and they're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Say hello to Mike Evans. Slurping it down.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
You know that I'm a UPS driver. Mark delivered a box of some wine to our house today, and I didn't know anything about it, and I called my wife. She says, oh, yeah, I ordered a couple of bottles of whatever it was, and I said, well, I'll open it. And she says, don't open it. I want to open it. I want to open it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it was, but some wine she found or looked up and wanted to try it. So I'll report back to you.
Let me know.
On what it is and how it is.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Hey, first things first, you know what? I just want to say, you know, I did some research yesterday, and I'm not always right in keeping up with all these hundreds and hundreds of celebrities. Katy Perry was going out with a woman. She's still going out with a woman. She also was dating Orlando Bloom for a while. She is bisexual. And, you know, not that it makes any difference, but I was wrong on calling that one. So I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't like I was predicting the wrong guy would be president, but, you know, I try my best. I always want to make sure I get you all the straight scoop.
I think right now, everyone, we can't see them. They're all standing. They're standing ovations of admiration, of admission of being wrong.
Well, yeah.
What else is going on?
All week long, a pop quiz question or celebrities that speak multiple languages today. Name the name of the star who speaks English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Benicio del Toro. Penelope Cruz.
Oh, Penelope Cruz. Oh.
Javier Bardem. Shakira. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Howie Mandel says that he has a new love, spends all his time with this new lady. And no, he's still happily married to his wife, Terry. Howie Mandel and Terry have been married 47 years. Yeah. Howie's new love is his 7-year-old granddaughter, Mandy. He takes her everywhere. He's talked to the parents and letting him homeschool her. He just loves his little granddaughter, and I think that's nice. Frank has a grandchild.
Yeah.
And I have 7 grandchildren.
Ooh.
And love to death. So they're really great. Good for Howie Mandel.
So he talked his parents, into letting him homeschool?
Well, he's involved in their homeschooling.
Okay.
Yeah. Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus.
No. Miley, are you kidding me, Limey?
Without a haircut, weird,
she looks like a chipmunk. She does.
They're still dating, and here's the deal. They fight in public as much as they kiss in public, and they do both a lot. I don't like to see people fighting or kissing out in public. I just don't like it. That's just me.
Okay.
More setting the record straight, Ashton Kutcher has like a split personality. He carouses, he gambles, he drinks. However,
and there's always a however in life.
He always spends the holidays with his family. He's a great father, a big giver to charity. So, you know, good for him, I guess, Ashton Kutcher. Sort of a split personality. Here's some scoop. So you figure it out. You connect the dots. Since Lindsay Lohan was 18 years old, she's been very, very close to Harvey Weinstein.
No.
And when she was in big financial trouble a few years ago, she spent a lot of time with the sleaze.
That doesn't mean anything.
And all of a sudden, her money problems went away. So no surprise, Lindsay Lohan is the only star to support the sleazer since this story broke. I can say no more. Not all the news is good. I got some crime news today. Most dangerous states per capita are number 10, South Dakota. Number 9, Delaware. Number 8, Missouri.
Yeah. Only 8. That's good. We'll take it.
You used to be
number 7, Nevada. Number 6, Tennessee. Number 5, Michigan. Number 4, New Mexico. Number 3, Arkansas. Number 2, South Carolina. You'll never guess what number 1 is. Per capita arrests.
New York.
Arkansas.
Washington.
Alaska.
Ooh, wow.
Alaska. However,
and there's always a however in life.
85% of all gun crimes are committed in just 5 cities. You want to guess what they are?
Chicago.
Detroit.
Detroit's one. Chicago's one.
St. Louis.
Nope.
No. New York City. New York City.
New York City's one. You get 2 left.
Philadelphia.
Nope.
Miami.
L.A. Nope. L.A.
Houston.
L.A.'s one. We want one more.
Ooh.
Houston.
We're doing pretty well
Pittsburgh.
Here.
Tampa?
It's on the East Coast.
Boston.
It's on the Chesapeake Bay.
I have no idea.
D.C.?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Wow.
Okay. There's a shooting there.
Hey,
there was a shooting.
There was a triple murder there today.
St. Louis wasn't in there. That's good.
Yeah.
It wasn't. No surprise here. I mean, come on, man. What are you thinking? In New York City, there is a gang of 4, 5, maybe 6 really hot 20, 25-year-old women who frequent the really high-end clubs, and they allow the 70 to 75-year-old geezers to pick them up, take them home, where the girls drug them and take just their watches and their money. In 6 months, these gang of girls have stolen $1 million in watches and $300,000 in cash. Now, you're 70, 75 years old, and some really hot 25-year-old comes up and goes, "You want me to go home with you?"
Yeah,
don't you automatically think...
Instantaneous.
There's something wrong here.
No, No, because Mr. Happy is doing all the thinking.
These girls were featured on American Greed, which is one of my favorite shows. They're from the first gang that came about was from Russia. There was Russian women that were doing it down in Atlanta, and they were featured on American Greed, and they all got caught.
Well,
they're in New York now. This story I got yesterday, so they're still running amok in New York. They think there's only like four or five or maybe six of them.
But here's the thing: those are smart criminals because that's a perfect target. Because I'm sure in a lot of cases they're married or something. So they, I understand you were robbed. No, I was not. Yeah. I was not robbed, and I was not with. I just lost my money. Yeah. I was.
They like taking watches and money. That's what they take.
Well,
I guess that's. Money's money. Well, I guess watches are easy to
sell.
Yeah, what's the word for it?
I guarantee they're not time.
Fence.
They're not Timexes. Oh. Yeah, fence them. They're going after the guys with the Rolex.
Oh yeah, they're going over. You know, the one guy got a $75,000 Rolex.
Whoa! That's quite a watch.
It's quite a watch. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Dodgers win! Dodgers win! Dodgers win!
Yeah, we heard about it. We heard it.
I know. Hopefully they do it again tonight.
What he did there was he imitated the Yankees announcer with the Dodgers win, and that's a fine.
You can't find. We find each other in the studio for doing.
We can't find mine.
Can't find him. Oh. He can't. He can't reach the jar.
Because I was going to say, by the way, yesterday Yankees win! Yankees win! Yankees win!
That's appropriate.
Yeah. Even it out. All right.
Well, I can do it.
Yeah.
Used to work for the L.A. Dodgers, traveled with the New York Yankees. I can do it.
Okay.
So here, the Blues are playing the Blackhawks tonight.
Who said that?
I did.
Is that freaking limey again?
No. I think it was Dan. It wasn't me.
I'm saying.
That thing went off all by itself.
The Blues are playing the Blackhawks tonight.
Very cool.
And then the Dodgers are playing the Cubs tonight.
Right.
Both Chicago teams shall lose.
It's an ultimate endorphin high for St. Louis.
I hope so. I can't stand the Blackhawks.
I
like the St. Louis Blues hockey team, and you know what other team I really, really like in the NHL?
Red Wings.
No.
I hate the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not the Kings.
I made a bad guess.
Edmonton Oilers.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
and McDavid, the kid.
Oh, that guy is unbelievable.
He's great.
He's crazy good.
And finally, on the broadcast.
Mm.
Here we come to an end,
this is the worst part. The end.
Name the name of the star who speaks English, Spanish, and Portuguese. Benicio del Toro, Penelope Cruz, Javier Bardem, or Shakira.
Before we take our guesses, I believe Penelope Cruz is married to that Javier Bardem. Here's the most beautiful woman ever, married to like one of the scariest, ugly guys. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Wow. What do you think, Limey?
I'm going to go with Shakira.
What do you think, Dan?
I was going to go Shakira.
Okay.
Shakira.
Tim?
I'll go Penelope Cruz because she probably speaks three and Javier only speaks two, and so when she's mad at him, she cusses him out into one he don't understand.
I'm going to go also with Penelope Cruz.
The answer is Shakira.
Whoa! Hey. Said it with a
way to go, Dan.
Hey. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
That's the only thing you've gotten right in 3 weeks.
Thank you, friend.
That was Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is next door to the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same great quality. Closed on Mondays, east of all the other stuff. In Chesterfield Valley, gift cards. And they're going to go through a mountain of them over the holiday season. You don't have to wait for the holidays. You get a gift card any day of any week in the year. Every day is a special day to somebody. Somebody got a raise, a promotion, had a baby. Whatever. Gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. I know we have to break, Limey, but I'm gonna talk about Amini's because I'm already in Chesterfield Valley with Annie Gunn's, so let's just go down the street. Go down the street, headed west on the right, there's Amini's, Copper Dome. You can't possibly miss it. It sits behind Chick-fil-A and Culver's. That's my reference, Chick-fil-A and those nuggets. And too many people saying too often, my pleasure. You'll know what I mean if you go there a lot. Amini's is, it's actually kind of hard to describe because you've never been in a store like this. You've been in furniture stores before, only not with this quality furniture. You've been in game stores before where they sold games, but not this selection of games. You've been in rug stores, but they weren't stores that also had lighting and games and furniture and, you know, that stuff. This store has all of this. There's one thing you cannot find at Amini's, and that's junk. They don't sell anything that's junk. Now, you can find cheap junk patio furniture. They make it. There are companies that make it and make lots of it because there are, let's say, young people, newly married people. They don't have a lot of money. They're going to buy the cheapest patio furniture they can get, and then they're going to have to replace it and then replace it again. And then hopefully you get to a point in your life where you say, you know what? We can now afford the finest patio furniture made in the world. Where do we find it? You go to Amini's. That's where you find it. How about other rooms of the house? How about furniture like you have never seen in any furniture store in your life? The kind of quality you didn't know existed. You'll never be replacing this stuff. That's at Amini's, too. And I think they have a sale right now on rugs, a big rug sale. You need to check out their website. It's Amini's.com, and it's spelled A-M-I-N-I-S. Now, my favorite part of the store, the arcade games, the pinball machines, and that stuff, shuffleboard tables, jukeboxes, that is a fun part of Amini's for me. My wife goes upstairs to the lighting, the Jaffe lighting, and she looks at the rugs, and she's not into the game thing. It's amazing how different people can be. She never goes over to that part of the store. It's the first place I head when I get in there. If you've never been in there, go in, tell them your AM and the PM, take your time, walk around, and you will want to spend time because it's a great place. It's a great store, and there's nothing else like it. A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies, they didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Oh yeah.
These are my days, my kind of music. I love this kind of music.
Okay, that's enough of that. Hey, Larry Comp. Well, I said that's enough of that. I meant that's enough of what I'm doing.
Oh.
You have to kill it like that.
That's a fine.
Wow. Boy, Mr. Not So Smooth.
I've got a job to do here.
I've got a job to do here. Larry Connors is off tonight. Colonel Jack Jackson is filling in. His guests will include Dr. Rick Lehman and Seth Cropsey, former undersecretary for the Navy, talking about military readiness. So Colonel Jack will be in for Larry Connors. Anybody know who Ralphie May was? You can kill it now.
Yeah, I know Ralphie May.
I never heard of him till last night, and I'm on YouTube.
Got to meet him once.
Wait a minute.
What? You what him once?
You did what to him once? You got to meet Ralphie
May. I got to meet him.
I've never heard of him till last night.
I thought he said made him.
No, not made him.
I made him once.
All right, I'm turning off Tim's mic.
I never heard of him until last night on YouTube, and I'm stumbling around through stuff, and I see this great big guy.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I didn't think he was hilarious at all. I watched some of his stand-up, and I didn't think it was that funny. But he's dead, right?
He is dead.
Died this year.
Liked himself some foods that weren't good for you.
What, did he die of a heart attack or something?
I think so, yeah. He was a big lad.
Hey, that YouTube, you find all kinds of stuff. I've learned a lot from YouTube, things I didn't know about. But like the Backpack Kid, we'll talk about that next time. I discovered him on YouTube, too. Have you ever heard of him, the Backpack Kid?
Backpack Kid, and just a kid wearing a backpack?
He dances with a backpack. Oh, and, wow. I'll have time to talk about that tomorrow. I have time to thank you and ask you to thank a police officer. Every chance you get, they'd really appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Oh, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.